And we're back with Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we still have online
a very special guest.
A very special guest, Victoria Jackson.
Woo-hoo!
Everyone knows her from the SNL Saturday Night Live fame for sure, many, many years. And now out there as a political activist, and we really appreciate that work. But Victoria also is what Monique was alluding to, that you know we're so involved here with Worship Factory, and get connected at worshipfactory.net as well. It's really important for us, too, for people to get connected out there in the creative arts community as a Christian. But what is, you know, where do you feel like that, I mean, I'm sure you've gone a lot of times into that area where you've had to be the salt and light in so many different shows, or and how difficult was that for you, and where does that future go for you as it pertains to the arts and how we can actually help these people that are in the creative arts today that are believers?
Well, wow, that was a big question.
It was a loaded question.
I think that all jobs are the same. I think that when my husband went to the SWAT team job, he was the only Christian on the SWAT team, and they'd all go out to a strip club after work, and he wouldn't, okay?
I like that viewpoint. That's good.
Yeah. So when I was on Saturday Night Live, I was the only Christian cast member, but that's no different than any other work environment.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And I was professional, and I was there on time, and I did my best, and I was easy to get along
with. Good for you.
So this is one reason why the hit piece that just came out on me in the LA Weekly this week really hurts my feelings. I knew, this article, they wanted to do it on me, and I knew they would say mean things because it's a liberal paper.
Yeah.
But I was shocked at the amount of lies and half-truths. But I'll tell you, the lie that hurt me the most was, you know, I'm on the cover, and all those books on the cover of the magazine are my books I brought from home to the photo shoot. I thought that's an interesting little point because I'm actually reading them all and or have read them, and a lot of them my friends wrote, so I wanted to plug them on the front of the magazine. But the lie that hurt me the most was when they said I got fired from Saturday Night Live. That's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah.
And like, who's gonna know? What happened was the writer said he got that from Dolores Robinson. She wasn't even my manager or my agent in 1992 when I left the show. So she is lying. My agent was James Dixon at William Morris, and he called me. And I remember I was trying to decide whether to stay or leave because